the Namibian constitution that has made it very clear that Namibia's foreign policy must be guided by mutual understanding. And that is exactly what we are doing as we are engaging other states of the world in order to have a mutual understanding between those states for the benefit of the citizens of those countries. So basically what I'm doing is to transmit what Namibia wants to the outside world. And what we want is understanding between the states for the well-being of the citizens of the world, including the citizens of Namibia.
What role is Namibia playing specifically to bolster diplomatic relations, especially with your neighbors in the Southern African region?
Yes, our neighbors are very critical in our international relationship because as the term itself, these are the people we are dealing with on the daily basis, being our neighbors. And the good thing for our region, which is the Southern region, we have the SADC, which is the Southern Africa Development Community, which is the body that we are using to coordinate our activities in the region, both economically and how we can relate to each other politically. So Namibia, as a member of the SADC, we are making our contribution by ensuring that SADC member states continue to work together in order to put in place necessary projects, particularly economic projects, which will give a meaning to our independence by providing the necessary services to the people of Southern Africa. And of course, since the regional blocs in the African continent are part or are the building block for the integration of the African continent, that is the role we are playing in order to bring about Africa's integration.
Your neighbor, Zimbabwe, is at an impasse right now to decide on when the election will take place. What role is Namibia going to play in terms of cooperating with your neighbor, Zimbabwe, in their effort, in the country's effort, to hold the next round of elections?
Yes. One thing I have to tell you, Namibia and the whole of the SADC region are happy that finally, Zimbabweans came together and agreed on their national constitution, which was a result of wider consultations. And it is very fundamental, because when you are developing a national document like a constitution, the ownership is very necessary. So now Zimbabwe has a new constitution, and they are now preparing for their elections, which are going to be guided by the new constitution. On the 15th of this month, the SADC heads of states and governments met and welcomed those new developments, particularly the adoption of the constitution, and are looking forward or calling on the Zimbabweans, as they are now preparing for election, to ensure that there is a free and fair election in Zimbabwe. Of course, we all know by now that the president of Zimbabwe has proclaimed the 31st of July as the date for elections, and he did so having responded to the Constitutional Court ruling. Nevertheless, at the SADC meeting, which took place on the 15th, which was on Saturday, and based on what some people are saying in Zimbabwe, there's a call, if it's possible, for the Zimbabwean government to ask an extension, because there are some people in Zimbabwe who feel that there are some things that you need to be looked into in order to ensure good elections, and they asked an extension of 2 weeks. So we are really saying that the people of Zimbabwe are ready for elections, because an extension of 2 weeks is telling you that people are ready. They may just want to deal with some of those outstanding logistical issues. In Namibia, we are only encouraging the people of Zimbabwe to make sure that they have peaceful and free election, so that they can then continue with the economic development of their country.
What would you say has been the diplomatic relations between Harare and Windhoek?
No, we have a good diplomatic relations. There is a resident ambassador of Zimbabwe in Windhoek, and there is a resident ambassador of Namibia in Harare. And at the level of the foreign ministers as well as heads of states, we are in contact. So we have a very good diplomatic relations between the two countries.
So let me ask you, what role is the Namibia playing at the moment in contributing towards the stabilization and resolution of conflicts on the African continent, especially with the cooperation of the African Union?
Yes. As you know, that the African Union has what we call the Peace and Security Council. And as a member of the African Union, we also participate on the activities of the Peace and Security Council. Specifically, when you talk now about peace and stability in the African continent, I can specifically talk about the situation in Eastern DRC, where, as you might know now, that SADC member states have agreed that in order to bring about stability in that region, there is a need of intervention. And the United Nations has come on board and agreed on intervention brigade, which is now under the auspice of the UN, but the SADC is the implementing agent. And Namibia is a member of the SADC organ on defense and security, which is daily monitoring the activities of security in the region. That is how we are playing our role as a member of this region.
So finally, let me ask you, Honorable Ndaitwa, what should Southern Africans expect from Namibia in regional cooperation, strong diplomatic ties to ensure a smooth and stronger bilateral relations between countries in the region?
I cannot really say that what SADC expecting from Namibia alone, but it's expected that each and every member state of SADC has to contribute to peace building and to bring about mutual understanding when we are dealing with one another, both economically and politically. And Namibia will play its role. For example, we are expecting the summit of the SADC to take place in August. And from that summit, Namibia will take over the chair of the SADC organ on politics, defense, and security. Currently, we are serving as a deputy chair to Tanzania. So now, as a chair, you are really expected to provide the leadership that is always expected for any chair to do. So for the next year, from August, SADC will be expecting Namibia as the chair of the organ on politics, defense, and security to provide and to coordinate the work of SADC related to the work of the organ.